For more than 12 years, Jan has been renting a lot in a mobile home park in Easton. But lately, it's been hard to afford.
I'm on disability. It's just about exactly what I make a month and what I'm paying.
Jan's concerned about losing her home by speaking out and asked that WLVR not use her last name. She says her management company raised her rent by about $120 a month this year because she's on a fixed income. That cost has her worried that she could end up homeless.
What am I going to do? I don't want to end up in some soup kitchen at my age.
Jan has received money from the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, and she's not alone. Don Godshaw is the executive director of Community Action Lehigh Valley. It's one group that's responsible for delivering emergency money to renters in the area.
We have to date distributed $21 million in Era 1 funds.
Godshaw says in Lehigh County alone, they're delivering about $1 million a week. One reason need is so great is a spike in rents.
We're seeing that more than I ever anticipated. The landlords are raising rents 25, even 40%, and not even gradually. It's gone from like, this is what it is now, and I'm raising it 40% for, you know, starting next month or in 60 days.
Godshaw says it's the basics of supply and demand. Demand is high, and there's not enough housing stock to go around. And she says there's even less affordable housing for low-income families or people facing homelessness.
There are no apartments out there. There's not a lot of places for people to go. There are very few landlords or people who care anymore about, you know, providing low-income housing.
This isn't just a local phenomenon. Last month, Marsha Fudge, the head of the U.S. Department of Housing and Development, was in Easton.
There is no place in this country today where a person making minimum wage can afford to live in a two-bedroom apartment. Nowhere in the entire United States.
Fudge is advocating for cities to create more affordable housing. She says across the country, many people can't pay rent.
At last full count, more than 500,000 people slept on our streets every night. We should be ashamed of where we are as it relates to housing.
But building those homes may take years. For now, the ERAP program is intended to prevent renters from becoming homeless. Community Action says they receive hundreds of applications every week.
That's what surprises me the most, because I see the signs of now hiring and the wage competition that's happening in the Lehigh Valley. So it is shocking that we're still having such a need.
That's Jessica Reimert, who runs the ERAP program for Community Action in Lehigh County. She says they have another $25 million available, but they expect to burn through it quickly.
Based on how many applications we're receiving, we probably will spend that in a year, considering we've spent the first $20 million in less than 12 months.
Reimert says they've requested millions more. For Jan from the mobile home park, she worries that for those facing a similar situation as hers, it might not be enough. She's concerned about what might happen when the money dries up.
I just saw the, I was taped and I just saw the Titanic, and sometimes I feel like I'm on that ship right now, just waiting for that last plunge to go down, you know.
Even with the ERAP lifeline, Jan says that she hopes additional steps will be taken to stabilize rents in the Lehigh Valley to help people like her stay in their homes. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.